There are so many stories to be found in the Chattanooga area, and WTCI is bringing some of them to the internet with a web-based series called Greater Chattanooga. I visited the studios at our local PBS station, Channel 45, to learn more about this program. I spend a lot of time on the internet, and when I find local stories, it's a real treat. WTCI has production crews creating just that type of content right now. The program is called Greater Chattanooga, and it is currently only available online. Jennifer Crutchfield is the Director of Public Relations at Channel 45. Jennifer, what does the web program Greater Chattanooga bring to your television station?
People are consuming media differently today, and the Greater Chattanooga series gives us an opportunity to share our messages about how great Chattanooga is with the audience who are changing the way they are consuming media.
You have plans to eventually include the series on the television station. How many segments do you want to get under your belt before that starts happening?
Our segments are typically 7 to 9 minutes. In June, we should be able to begin rolling out once a month shows on air that include segments together.
Hi, I'm Sean Townley. I'm the VP of Content and Digital Strategy here at WTCI.
So this was kind of something that was definitely in your lap from the beginning.
It's something we decided to explore because we started seeing stories that we really wanted to tell that we just didn't have a place for via our traditional broadcast series. So one of the ideas was we would start creating content, short form content that we would put online to begin with. We sort of flipped the traditional model. Most of the time when people are making content, they're putting it on the air, they're broadcasting it, and then they'll share that content online as well so that other people can see it. Oftentimes when you do that, you've got a half-hour program, and for the most part, a lot of people don't sit down and watch, you know, 26 minutes and 46 seconds on their laptop or on their phone or on their tablet or devices like that. What we thought would be helpful for our viewers is to create content that really told local stories in a way that they could access those stories anywhere that they typically watch video online. So these stories are available through the PBS app, the national PBS app, if you've got that on your phone or on your tablet, Apple TV, Roku, those sorts of things. People can access the stories through the PBS app. They can watch them at greaterchattanooga.org, or they can see them on Facebook. I had a lot of folks who've been watching these stories on Facebook and engaging in conversation online about what they're seeing, and it's just been really exciting to watch.
Bringing these stories to social media does invite the public to be a part of it. Do you get suggestions for segments that people would like to see?
Absolutely. That's one of the things we were excited about when we first started looking into creating something like Greater Chattanooga, is that we hoped that it would start a conversation within this community, and not just in Chattanooga, but the Greater Chattanooga area as well. I live in Northwest Georgia, and I know there are a lot of really cool stories in Northwest Georgia that just aren't being told. And I hope that folks will go online to greaterchattanooga.org and share their ideas for the types of stories we should be telling. We've already received a lot of suggested stories through greaterchattanooga.org, and some of them we're excited about exploring.
My name is Tyler Pugh. I'm a digital producer here at WTCI.
When you're producing a short segment like this, it's a little bit different than looking at a whole show or even a segment as part of a show, because these segments stand alone. What do you put into it ahead of time to make sure this is going to work smoothly within the time frame of your segments?
Well, each segment, at least thus far that I've realized, kind of poses its own challenges. It really depends on the content. Like, for instance, the Underground Chattanooga piece that we did was very pre-production heavy as far as the locations we needed to go to, the people that we needed to talk to get to the locations, you know. So there was a whole lot more work that was involved in pre-planning of those. And other productions that we do, such as the musical number that we did with Old Time Travelers, just required a couple of phone calls and one continuous shoot, and then we're done. So each piece poses its own challenges depending on what we want to do.
How large is the staff that is involved in producing these?
Our production staff is a 4-person staff at this point, and we kind of go in rotation of producing each piece. So each piece has its own kind of flavor, according to who produced it.
I noticed in some of the pieces, your video or your tape is not just 1 year, but going back a couple of years. So you do have a bit of a historical context as well as what's going on right now. Are you looking for the history and the current and the future for Chattanooga in these pieces?
We're looking for all different kinds of stories. One of the joys of doing something like Greater Chattanooga is that we really can think outside the box in what types of stories we tell. And we're excited about telling a diversity of stories, a variety of different types of stories. You've got history, technology, music. We're doing one on news and public affairs right now. So we've got a lot of different areas that we want to cover. And that's really exciting, is to be able to think, if there's a story out there that we feel like this community would enjoy and appreciate and get something out of, we can explore it in Greater Chattanooga.
The Chattanooga Underground segment was probably your most popular to date. It's definitely caused a stir amongst the people in the region, and particularly in the city. How many people have actually seen that?
That's a great question. One of the things that we really like is to be able to go through kind of the data that we're able to accumulate from all of the different platforms that we're distributing this content through. So we can look at the analytics from YouTube, from Facebook, from PBS, and get a sense of how many people are really enjoying this and how they're engaging with that content. And that's something that's relatively new for us, to be able to go through and say, of the 70-something thousand people who were reached on Facebook with Underground Revealed, over 800 of them decided they wanted to share that content with their friends. So that tells us that it's not only reaching a lot of people, but of the people that are being reached by that content, these folks want to share it. They want to make sure that other people get to see these stories as well. And we're thrilled about that.
If you had a magic lamp,
I do.
And could have everything you wanted. You'd have all your wishes. What would you wish for Greater Chattanooga?
I hope that people engage with it. I hope that folks see it and want to share it. And I hope that when they do that, that it starts conversations within our community, within our viewing area, about what we value. What are the things from our past that we value? What are the things that we are doing right now that excite us, and what does the future hold? We can cover all of those things with this project, and the freedom that we have to do that is really, really exciting.
As a producer, I know you face a variety of challenges with each piece you produce, but if you could choose exactly any content that you wanted to have for this, what would you go for?
That's a really hard question to just have a clear-cut answer, but I personally think that this city is growing more rapid than people can keep up with, and I feel like things that are rooted within the technology community here are, to me, really, really important stories to tell. Not to say that they're more important than, you know, stories that are coming from the artistic community and things like that, but I feel like that's booming right now, and I think that that's one thing that we've kind of already captured with the brief piece that we did about startups, that we're capturing a lot of these innovations that people are doing. You know, this is becoming a town of innovation, and if I can tell more stories like that, that kind of puts Chattanooga on the map, on the forefront of innovation, technology, gig city, et cetera, I'd be a happy camper if I could continue telling those stories.
The thing that I would always encourage people to remember, and Rabbit, you know this, being in public radio, we can't do this without support from the community. Folks who are watching things on Greater Chattanooga, whether it'll be on our broadcast later this year or online, I hope that they appreciate the work and that they support it, because we can't do any of what we're doing. None of this storytelling is possible without people who support it. And that means making sure that they're sharing it with their friends. And it means supporting us with their financial gifts to the station. We hope that this is something that reaches a new audience in new ways, and an audience that's willing to say, yes, we support this.
You can view the segments WTCI has already produced online at greaterchattanooga.org. For WUTC's Around and About, this is Rabbit.